Thank you for joining me again today, and I hope you are well. I'd especially like to welcome you if you're tuning in for the first time. I'm glad you're here. What I am doing is to describe for you good news and bad news. And at the start, here's what you need to know. The source of both the good news and the bad news is God. God is the one giving us both good and bad news. And here's the good news. God provides what he calls the gospel, which is the power of God for salvation. That good news nugget is found in the Bible's Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. And we should ask, who does God provide salvation to? Answer, to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. And why would you want to believe in Jesus Christ? Because of the really bad news. And what is the really bad news that God gives us? Answer, if you do not believe in Jesus Christ, then the wrath of God is on you. The bad news is you live under the wrath of God. The bad news is what I will spend most of the time now talking about, but in the end, I will come back to the good news, so please stay tuned as we go deeper. Yesterday, we began this part of our ongoing conversation by defining the word salvation as we find it in Romans. Now, you may not have a Bible with you right now, but you can look this up later at a time that is convenient to you. If you do not own a Bible, just use the internet to find Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. The translation I use is the New American Standard Bible, NASB. The New American Standard Bible, NASB. I'll read this for you now. This is Romans chapter 1 in the first part of verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation. I'll stop the reading of verse 16 there. The key word for this week is salvation. What does that mean? The New Testament was originally written in the ancient Greek language, and the Greek word for salvation has as its primary meaning deliverance and rescue. The Apostle Paul uses the word in various forms throughout Romans, and by it he means God delivers people from their sin, God rescues people from their sin. We can say God delivers people from his own wrath. God rescues people from his own wrath. And why does God need to provide salvation, deliverance, and rescue? Why, it's because every single person is a sinner. We deserve the wrath of God, but God himself offers the way of escape from his wrath, and that is to believe in his Son Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. As God forgives us our sin through Christ, that is, by salvation, we are no longer recipients of his wrath, but rather we are recipients of his grace. Of course, this means that I have to define God's wrath, doesn't it? As I said yesterday, if you do not understand the bad news, you will not receive and believe the good news. Perhaps you do not believe God gives any bad news, and therefore you do not want to hear about the good news because you think you do not need it. Or you are at least willing to hear it, but find that upon hearing it, the good news does not apply to you. But I submit to you that if you do not know of God's wrath, then you will not know of God's salvation. If you do not know of God's great hate for sin, then you will not know of God's great grace for the sinner. And so today I want to define for you the wrath of God in Romans 1 and verse 18. Romans 1 and verse 18 begins, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven." We all must know what is God's wrath. And so, what does it mean that God reveals his wrath? I want to start by telling you what wrath does not mean. Often it is wise to define a word first by saying what it is not. The Greek word for wrath here in verse 18 does not mean a sudden, irrational, and emotional rage. It does not mean a temper that flashes. It can seemingly come out of nowhere. The sense is not God's indignation bubbling below the surface and raging, and then boom, it explodes all over the world. God is not like us. He does not get angry the way that we get angry. God does not have a temper. And so then, what is God's wrath? I have told you what it is not, but what is God's wrath? The word wrath here describes anger. Indignation is the better English word, but the problem with the word indignation is that it's not often used by us such that we actually understand what it means. So let's stick with anger. God's wrath is God's anger. God's wrath is God's anger. Now, before I tell you what God is so angry about, let me stick with the nature of God's anger. His anger rises gradually and becomes settled. It's a steady, consistent, measured, and controlled anger. God feels this anger on a consistent and daily basis. Donald Gray Barnhouse has two analogies for wrath that may help. These are from nature. Think of a piece of fruit growing on a tree, and as the fruit grows, the juice within it fills up slowly and steadily over time. Slowly, steadily, every day, every night. If we were to come look at the fruit growing on the tree, we cannot see the juice and we cannot feel it running down our arm or rolling over our taste buds, but the juice is in the fruit. Or think of a flower growing. That little bud steadily, consistently, in a measured and controlled way over time, grows and grows. Spring will soon be here, hopefully. And my tulips are going to grow. Believe it or not, given all this snow, they're going to come up right out of that ground. And if you were to come look at the flower growing, you cannot see the color. You cannot yet feel the brilliance of its color in your eyes. But the color sure is there inside the flower. But at some point in time, the juice bursts forth from the fruit. The juice comes pouring out of the skin of the fruit. At some point in time, the flower bud swells and cracks slowly, then bursts into full bloom. And so it is with the wrath of God. God's anger is steady, consistent, measured, controlled. God feels this anger on a consistent and daily basis, and then one day his anger will burst forth in judgment. Only God's wrath does not taste good, and it isn't pretty. There is no perfect analogy. And why is God so angry? Here's why. God hates sin. I mean, God despises sin. And every person is a sinner. And so God is angry with people who sin. What God hates, sin, is what makes God angry. Aren't even you angered by what you hate? How much more so with holy God? What God hates is what makes God angry. Now remember, God is both the source of this bad news, he is angry, and the good news, he has provided salvation to save us from his anger. This is the gospel. But the person who does not receive and believe the good news of salvation, the person who is not following Christ, is a sinner, and God hates their sin. Every day, God is angry with that person. Psalm chapter 7 and verse 11 says, God is angry with the wicked every day. That's Psalm chapter 7 and verse 11. A lot of you are not going to like that verse, but it's true. God is angry. God has indignation towards all sinners, to all people who are not yet in Christ. He has this anger all day, all night, every night. This is truly how God feels about them now. It is not only that God's wrath is coming on the day of judgment in the future, it is coming, as I will talk about in a moment, but you must understand God feels wrath towards the sinner here and now. John chapter 3 and verse 36 says, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." That's John 3 and verse 36. And did you hear that? The wrath of God abides on such a person who does not believe in Jesus Christ, God's Son. This is so serious. Every person you encounter today, including those you deeply love, who do not have forgiveness for sin secured through Christ, are living, they are abiding under the wrath of God. And are you one of them? If you are not a genuine Christian, then God feels wrath towards you right now, according to what he says in the Bible. Wrath within God is rising gradually. The wrath is settled on this person. It's a steady, consistent, measured, and controlled anger towards sin. And God is completely justified to have wrath because he's commanded all people everywhere to appeal to his love and mercy and to receive and believe in Jesus Christ. But still, people persist in their sin. Sin that God hates. People reject Jesus Christ. Well, then, the wrath of God remains on this sinner, present tense. And then one day, God's wrath will burst forth on that sinner, future tense. He or she will feel and know the full brunt of God's anger, of God's righteous indignation and judgment. The judgment of God is coming on everyone who does not believe in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin. That is the clear teaching of God Himself in the Bible. In God's great love, He warns us of His wrath. But God's love does not cancel His wrath if you do not obey Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. In God's great love, He warns us of His wrath, but God's love does not cancel His wrath if you do not obey Jesus Christ. What you need to know today is that God's salvation and God's wrath go together. We all require God's salvation to save us from His wrath, and the sinner apart from Christ is totally hopeless, already living under the judgment of Almighty God. The wrath of God is real. And that is really, really bad news. You knew up front, right from the start of this broadcast, that I was going to give you bad news. But do you also remember why I am the bearer of this worst news possible? It's because I'm in the middle of telling you the good news. We're talking about salvation. That is, God is willing to save us from His own wrath. God has given us the gospel, which means good news, in order to save us from the bad news. God rescues people from His own wrath. Salvation is real, but you must accept God's way of saving you, and His only way to save you is Jesus Christ. If you do not want God's wrath to abide on you, then believe in Jesus Christ today. Write to me today and tell me you're concerned about this and want to know more. Mark at markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at markaswallow.com. And then come back and join me tomorrow for more of this bad news, but also a lot more of this good news on God Is.